County,
Cartmel,
Lonsdale,
Bolland,
Burness,
Isle,
Grisdale,
Hendle,
Graduate,
the UK, Europe, and the world.
Live across Lancaster University, this is Bailrig FM News.
87.7 Bailrig FM, your campus radio station.
The week's top stories.
Shared government suspended in Northern Ireland agreement. Minimum wage increase criticised. Students demonstrate in London over tuition fees. New degrees offered by university. And Grisdale Shite Disco cancelled. For Bailrig FM World and National News, I'm Gemma Barry. This week, the IRA has discontinued its contact with the arms decommissioning body. The IRA decision came as crisis talks are being held over the suspending of terrorist weapons in Northern Ireland. The absence of any agreement led to the suspension of the nine-week-old sharing government on Friday. The news came in this week that the government is to increase the minimum wage from £3.60 to £3.70 an hour. However, unions have criticised the government and are concerned that it has not gone far enough, even though the minimum wage for those under 21 has increased by 20p to £3.20. Ministers were hoping that the decision will divert a rebellion by backbenchers concerning the issue during a meeting of the Parliamentary Labour Party on Wednesday. There are no plans for an annual automatic increase. The low pay unit also criticised the move, saying that an extra 10p an hour was nowhere near enough. The Department for Education was host to a student demonstration last Friday. Students from London University's Goldsmith College sat down and refused to move from the foyer of the building. A students' union spokeswoman, Sarah Davidson-Steinhardt, said, "We want to obstruct this building for as long as possible. We want to challenge these policies that are placed where they are made." It has been released this week that top universities have pressurised David Blunkett, the Education Secretary, to raise university tuition fees. High-ranking institutions would like to charge students more so that they compete on a global scale. Mr Blunkett stated on Tuesday, however, that fees would remain at the current rate. The UK government is giving universities the opportunity to offer foundation degrees, a two-year vocational-orientated degrees as an alternative to traditional courses. Critics say, however, that the degrees due to start in 2001 would devalue traditional degrees.
87.7 Bailrig FM.
Bailrig FM News.
I'm Sarah Jones with Bailrig FM Local and Campus News. The future of Grisdale Disco looks uncertain after the safety office have informed the college that it may safely hold only 120 people. Patrons of the Friday night disco will know that the number of revelers usually exceeds this. The capacity is judged on the number of fire exits the bar has. There is controversy surrounding the safety office's decision to inform Grisdale of its B-ship safety rules after over 20 years of its existence. People are being asked, unpopularly, to voluntarily stay away from Grisdale Bar whilst the disco has been cancelled for at least this week. The Ruskin Library is to open its doors to the masses. Professor Keith Hanley, formerly from the university's English department, has taken the helm following the departure of Professor Wheeler. Hanley is determined to encourage local people and students to use the facility on campus. The new director is planning an open day titled Ruskin, What's in it for you? The aim is to allow people to share the experience of this tribute to Ruskin, scholar and critic. The open day will take place on March the 1st. This step forward for the Ruskin Library follows plans for the introduction of an MA in Ruskin Studies next academic year. The bitter dispute is increasing between anglers and university rowers over the right to use a stretch of the River Lune at Lancaster. Mediators have been drafted in to sort out the problem after solicitors acting for the angling section of Lancel Sports Club sent stern letters to Lancaster University Rowing Club and the John O'Gaunt Rowing Club. The anglers have taken this action due to their concern on the effect the rowers are having on their fishing. Representatives of the District Sports Council will meet with anglers next week to try and settle the dispute. Morecambe was host to the Working Ferret Championships this week as hundreds of ferret owners descending on the seaside resort to battle out the contest of best ferret keepers and best working animal. Show organiser Karen Staveley said that the Working Ferret Show had been a great success, so look out for the return of the ferrets next year.
Bailrig 87.7 FM.
And now with all the latest sports news, here's Bailrig FM sports correspondent Paul Turner.
The turbulent football and career of Leicester City's Stan Collymore continued apace this week, less than a week after he had signed for Martin O'Neill's side. Collymore only made the move from Aston Villa last Thursday for a price of £500,000, almost £7 million less than Villa had paid for him only 2.5 years ago. But less than a week later, he had made both the front and back pages again after an incident at a Spanish training camp on Wednesday. Collymore's career on and off the pitch has been surrounded with controversy since his move from Nottingham Forest to Liverpool for £8.5 million in 1995, which saw him become the most expensive footballer in the country at the time. At Liverpool, Collymore became became uncomfortable, often failing to turn up for training, and he refused to buy a house on Merseyside despite promises to move from Midlands abroad. Liverpool manager Roy Evans put up with Collymore due to his undoubted skill on the pitch, but when the opportunity came to sell him to Aston Villa in May of 1997, the fee of £7 million was all too tempting. Many felt that Collymore would be able to settle more easily at Villa, the club he had supported since he was a boy. His off-the-pitch antics during the World Cup in France in 1998, however, when he assaulted his then-girlfriend Ulrika Johnson in a public bar, showed many that Collymore was one leopard who would not change his spots. His career at Villa saw him net only 15 goals, and his relationship with manager John Gregory has often been cited as being constantly strained. Collymore had not played in the Premier League since October when he signed for Leicester last Thursday, in a move which saw him take a £12,000 a week wage cut, but which saw Leicester take a risk many felt was not worth it. On Wednesday night at a Leicester training camp in Spain, where the Leicester team were preparing for the Worthington Cup final next Sunday, Collymore was involved in the letting off of a fire extinguisher and the harassment of several hotel guests. The team was recalled to Britain, and yesterday Martin O'Neill announced that Collymore had been fined 2 weeks' wages and told that any further public displays like this one and he would be on his way to his sixth club in less than 6 years. If anyone would take him, that is. Collymore had made a good impression on the pitch last Saturday against Watford. If Collymore can keep the attention on his skill on the field and not his antics off it, he may yet prove to be a valuable asset for the Leicester side.
87.7 FM.
The Six Nations Rugby Tournament continues this weekend with surprise first match victors Italy taking on Wales away from home at the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff, which should provide a tougher challenge than the Scots did 2 weeks ago. The main clash of the weekend takes place in Paris, where many believe the title could be decided in a clash between England and France. The sides each had convincing wins in their first matches against Ireland and Wales respectively, but neither is expecting an easy ride this weekend. The other tie of this round of matches sees Scotland take on Ireland at Lansdowne Road, where the Scots will be hoping to dispel any memories of Rome 2 weeks ago, and the Irish will hope to show more resistance than they did in collapsing against England. The quarterfinals of the FA Cup take place this weekend, with the most interesting tie of the round taking place at Stamford Bridge, where second division Gillingham will try to dispose of another Premiership club in the form of Chelsea. Having already beaten Bradford and Sheffield Wednesday in the Cup this season, Peter Taylor's side have the scent of blood in their noses, but Chelsea have home advantage and should prove just too good for the Gills, but as they have already shown this season, Gillingham are easily capable of upsetting the odds. The other ties see Bolton take on Charlton, Newcastle travel to Tranmere, and Everton entertain Aston Villa in the only All Premiership tie of the round.
Well, as we all remember, it was Valentine's Day on Monday, and love has been in the air at Giant Axe, quite literally, as latest signing Stuart Love made his debut for the Dollies in their 3-0 victory over Spennymoor on Saturday. The highly rated midfielder was signed from Marsh United for an undisclosed sum, and manager Tony Hesketh expects him to play a prominent role in the Dollies squad between now and the end of the season. Lancaster City's next game is a week today against Lee RMI, and Blues boss Tony Hesketh has used the week off to take stock of his squad as club physiotherapist Andrew Benz helps to get the Dollies walking wounded back to fitness. Jamie Udall, Kevin Barnes and Paul Crompton are all expected to return against Championship contenders Lee, who are currently lying second in the Unibond League table. Lancaster are currently lying in fifth place, just 6 points adrift of league leaders Marine, but having played three more matches than the Crosby club. And it was good news for former Lancaster City striker Peter Thompson, who's been training with Preston North End this week. The 22-year-old, who left Giant Axe almost exactly a year ago to join Dutch Premier League side NAC Breda in a reputed £20,000 deal, played in a North End reserve game and has been working with David Moyes' staff for the past week. It is also understood that Thompson has had trials with Scottish Premier League side Hearts, fueling speculation that he may be in line for a move back to Britain. Lancaster City agreed a clause in the deal with the Dutch side which gives them 30% of any sell-on proceeds, so Lancaster officials have been monitoring recent developments with keen interest.
Railrig 87.7 FM. Railrig FM.
The week's top stories.
Shared government suspended in Northern Ireland agreement. Minimum wage increase criticised. Students demonstrate in London over tuition fees. New degrees offered by university. And Grisdale Shite Disco cancelled.
Bailrig FM News is produced and presented by the Bailrig FM News team. Next scheduled update is on top of the hour.
87.7 Bailrig FM.